Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 8, 1806. Reappearing elk. A few days ago, the captains were concerned that they had only a two-day supply of meat. The hunters had informed the captains that the elk had gone up in the mountains a considerable distance from the fort. They even considered heading upriver in order to find provisions, which would include fish, purchased from the Indians. Today, the elk reappear, and the plans to leave are canceled. Captain Lewis writes,
Bratton much better today. His back gives him but little pain. Collins returned early in the morning and informed us that he had killed 3 elk, about 5 miles distant on the edge of the prairie, in Point Adams. One of them fell in a deep pond of water, and he could not get it. The other 2 he butchered and secured. He saw 2 large herds of elk in that quarter. He sent Druyer and Joseph Fields to hunt those elk. A party were also sent with Labiche for the flesh of the elk, which Druyer and himself had killed up the Nettle. They returned with it this evening from the Killawanuckle, unsuccessful, having seen no elk. McNeil and Goodrich, having recovered from the Lewis Verneri, I directed them to desist from the use of mercury. The white brant is very common in this country, particularly below tidewater, where they remain in vast quantities during the winter. They feed like the swan and geese on the grass, roots, and seed which they find in the marshes. The wings are rather longer compared with those of the goose, but not as much so in the brown or pied brant. The flesh of this bird is exceedingly fine, preferred to either the goose or the pied brant. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 8, 1806.
Lewis described these swans, ducks, and geese in great detail and gave them names, some of which have stuck up to the present time. The swans he described included the trumpeter swan and the tundra, or whistling swan. Tomorrow, more ducks.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.